Take a moment to get comfortable and allow the eyes to gently soften or even close. Today we will be practicing Ho'oponopono, which is an ancient Hawaiian practice based on healing through forgiveness and reconciliation. Ho'oponopono is based on the belief that by owning our feelings and experiences, we can create our own reality. It may seem to be a simple meditation, but it is based on the more complex idea that all of humanity is connected. So when we meditate with a focus on our own or someone else's pain, we create healing through the expression of repentance, forgiveness, love, and gratitude. When we practice Ho'oponopono, we are rectifying an error in our thoughts that have been tainted by painful memories. These thoughts might arise as judgments, anger, projections, negative self-talk. Yet when we can cultivate mindfulness of our thought process, then we can take responsibility for everything we experience. It becomes easy to dwell and ruminate over things we cannot change. Our external world will continue to unfold as it will. We have no control over the things that are happening. But we do get to choose how to respond. With a nice tall spine, we bring our awareness to our breath as we take a deep inhalation through the nose, open the mouth and release a sigh. You can begin by inhaling for a count of four, sending the breath deep into your lungs and your belly, and exhaling to a count of four, releasing the breath fully and completely. Continue this detoxifying breathing a few more times on your own, recognizing that with each deep inhalation, you are sending new oxygen into your blood cells. And with every exhalation, you are detoxifying your lungs and your body. When you feel ready, start to think of a particular source of pain, either your own or someone else's, and repeat the mantra, "I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. It matters less who you direct these thoughts to, but instead that you sincerely feel the words and express them, either in your mind or out loud. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. See how this feels in your body. Is there somewhere specific you feel it? Does someone in particular come to mind? Send your thoughts and the power of Ho'oponopono to that person. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. Every time you say, "I'm sorry," you're naming the problem and holding some sense of responsibility for it. You are expressing a deep sense of repentance, either for yourself or on behalf of someone else. I'm sorry. Each time you say, "Please forgive me," it's a feeling of deep remorse for the problem, for which you've taken on a share of responsibility. Please forgive me. Saying thank you is a deep expression of gratitude, directed wherever you feel moved, either to another person, a higher being, your own body, nature. Feel it deeply as an experience of feeling forgiven and a celebration of life's many blessings. And lastly, I love you. Love is one of the most powerful feelings we can share and express to ourselves, to others, and to the entire world. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. As you begin to come back into the present moment, honor yourself for showing up and for doing this meditation today. By forgiving others, we forgive ourselves. Whenever you feel stuck, angry, or are looking to find more compassion for others, you can always come back to this meditation. Gently allow the eyes to open.